It's the Southern Senpai Show, where small-town Southerners explore big-time Japanese entertainment, anime, manga, and everything in between. Here's your hosts, Nicholas and DJ.
What's going on, y'all? Southern Senpais here. Two American guys from the South.
Yeah!
Who explore Japanese culture.
Hell yeah!
You're such a dick, dude.
He was about
Come on,
to,
man. Let's do the to, fucking episode.
He's about to mess that one up, too. I'm DJ.
I'm Nicholas. What are we doing today, DJ?
Today, we just recently started watching this show, Hajime no Ippo.
Do you want to tell the audience how we got to watching this anime?
Yeah, sure. It was me and Nicholas, we have day jobs. And those day jobs require us to sometimes be attached to the entertainment industry. And because of those day jobs, we're working on a project right now that has to do with boxing. And mm-hmm. Someone's like, hey, check out a boxing TV show. Check out Hajime. And we're like, okay, cool. And they're like, you should do it on your podcast. I'm like, chill out, bro. I don't know what that is. But the show's really good.
Yeah, I really hate to be that guy that says, oh, you have to watch it. It gets really good after a couple of episodes. Because I know in the past, we have said, hey, man, just make the anime good from the start.
How hard is that, man?
And the thing is, it's not that it's not good from the start, but it is a bit slow, and it is like a slow burn type of thing.
It keeps you at least interested. So we're reviewing episodes 1 through 10.
Yeah, 1 through 10.
And the main character's name is Ippo.
Makanouchi.
Ippo Makanouchi. And Ippo, basically, it's the typical anime setup. He gets bullied right. In high school.
Yeah, he's
And then he gets saved by a boxer. And then
Takamura. He gets saved by Takamura, who saves him from some bullies, which, because of anime logic, sparks his interest in boxing.
Also, this also implies a grown man was like beating up 16-year-olds
and trolling high schools.
He was out running.
Oh yeah,
he was out running, right? And then he sees Ippo being beat up under a bridge, and he's like, "You know what? I'm not only am I going to stop this fight, I'm going to beat up the children that we're doing it. Someone's got to teach them,
and then
someone's going to raise them, either their parents or the streets."
And we also remember the reason why he gets bullied so much is because his mom runs a fishing business, so he always smells like fish.
Oh yeah. So these bullies are like, haha, your single mom was trying to, you're helping out your single mom trying to provide for her by helping out with the family business so you guys aren't poor and homeless, even though you guys are obviously clearly poor. We should beat you up for this, because...
And that's the reason why his self-esteem is so low.
That's the one thing that anime never really connects with. In real life, at least American culture, I don't know, maybe in Japanese culture, they beat up on kids who have single parents. But maybe, I don't know, maybe that's what takes them off. But over here, it's usually, like, oh, you look funny, or even if someone smells funny, you're like, dude, why do you stink like that? And someone goes, oh, I'm sorry, my dad's dead, so I had to help out my single mom in our business. You know what I'm saying? So that way we can eat. And he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Now you feel like a dick.
Yeah. And then you would also, if you saw someone picking on this guy, you'd be like, oh, I'm about to beat up this bully's ass, bro. Don't pick on this guy. What's wrong with you?
It's not his fault. He smells like fish.
He's
like,
trying to survive. Like,
anyway, so that sparks his interest in boxing,
and he has like, natural punching talent.
And his what's the Takamura basically gives him a test because he's like, oh, I want to be a boxer, and he basically gives him a test. And
Takamura's like, I don't really want to deal with you.
And he said, listen, if you can catch 10 leaves with your jabs. All in the same, because he's got to hit the tree. Hit
the and leaves. Make the leaves rustle and fall
right.
down. Yeah.
If you could do that, then I'll train you. I'll bring you to the gym, and you can become a boxer.
Which is funny, because after this, he does not train him. The coach does.
Exactly.
So actually,
well, to be fair, the coach is like, I'm training him. Because Takamura's like, hey, I found him. But he's like, nah, but you can fuck off. I'm training him.
Takamura is a bit of a... How would you describe Takamura, Nicholas?
A dick.
Yeah.
No, yeah. This dude is a... Dude.
He's a huge guy.
He's a huge guy. Physically assaults his so-called friends all the time.
Yeah.
And fucking looks at people's dicks in the shower.
Yeah, he grabs their dicks in the shower. Now, I'll be honest, I have never done that to either one of my friends. My friends have never done that to me. And I feel like that would be grounds for not being my friend anymore.
Right.
That would be like, hey man, how come you're not my friend? Because you grabbed my dick?
And like, also,
what's wrong with you, bro?
Ipo just so happens to have a big dick, right?
Which is like a plot point in one of the episodes.
In one of the episodes, the plot point is, oh my God, you've got a huge dick, ha. Huh?
Yeah, this is... that part was mad weird, but the rest of it's good. The rest of it's fine. What they gonna do?
Yeah, the shower scenes are... maybe that's a cultural thing. We are Southern Senpai, so we are exploring different cultures. That's not a side that I really want to explore.
No,
but
when you're in high school, you have locker rooms when you're like training and stuff like that, but it's not been my experience of people going around grabbing each other's dicks. But once again, maybe it's because we're from the South.
Right. Wait,
maybe that's a... It could be a greeting in Japan. You don't know. They were like, oh, hello, nice to meet you.
I mean, in one of the later episodes, they do, you know, walk in and they're grabbing on each other.
Yeah, so. It's happening. But anyway.
Anyway.
It usually, out of these 10 episodes, that was maybe like 7 minutes, which is very jarring.
But, and then so we sit there and, like you said, Ipo has this incredible boxing power, punching power that they find out just through the magic of anime logic. And he sucks.
Yeah, he sucks pretty hard, but he has like good punching power. So they're like, oh, okay, cool. So then they start, we gotta back up. By the way, Takamura did not think that he would succeed in the leaf thing.
No, he didn't.
He just told him that just to bullshit him, but Apo actually does do it, so that's why he's like, oh, I guess I have to train you now.
Because the thing is, he offered that as a training to be like, if you'll just get away from me. He was like, nobody with no boxing experience could ever do this.
But because anime, he does it.
And then he gets introduced to all of the friends of the boxing gym.
All the other characters.
They talk about the importance of discipline and hard work, and he journeyed towards becoming a boxer, and he's like, oh, maybe I can...
Now, I watched the American dub of this, and the coach sounds like... He sounds like Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob. Krabs from SpongeBob. Like, get your head in the game, kid! But it's like Mr. Krabs saying it.
I didn't realize that till just now, that he sounds like Mr. Krabs.
He sounds exactly like Mr. Krabs. It's like, if you... In this show, because we watched the English dub of it, in this show, if you would have been like, Ipo, I need you to... I know you need to stop boxing and start frying up some patties. I would not have thought twice. I'm like, yeah, no, that makes sense.
You know what's really crazy is that the friends that they find, they're actually really encouraging of Ipo, right? Because whenever he first starts, everybody is just miles better than him. And they're just like, but then they're just like, oh, this dude has got knockout power. If he's got that, then...
You know what's interesting? There's like a, have some shots where you see there's clearly like a whole bunch of other people there in the gym. So there's Takamura, there's Ipo, there's the coach, there's like the general manager guy who wears glasses, and there's two other guys who is, that's like the main cast. And then he has this little gym rival.
Yes.
Rival with
Midoriya.
Midoriya. And Midoriya's thing is he can't throw heavy punches, but his technique is like
impeccable.
He's like a genius, right?
Because his dad was a former professional boxer. He's because of anime logic, what ends up happening is Ipo has never boxed before in his life. He is just a little punk, and Midoriya has been training his entire life, has flawless footwork. The only thing he lacks is punching power, and Ipo gets there and is like, okay, if you can survive in the ring for 3 rounds, I'll make sure you become a professional boxer.
And what he means by that is that he'll go off and do the boxing card. And Ipo wins because
anime.
But I will say this, what's Miata, right? Miata, the rival.
Is it Midoriya or Miata?
It's Miata. Yeah, it's Ichiro. Ichiro Miata.
I'm thinking Midoriya from My Hero Academia.
Yeah, I'm not really... A little bit of the wrong show here. But anyway, we are Southerners. It's all the M names. Hey, y'all gotta figure that out. Anyway, so Ichiro Miata, this guy, he takes that loss and it's like, you know what? Now that I've lost, I'm gonna go enter it. So they enter in, I think, a tournament later, don't they?
First, what happens is he loses. But
he's
then,
like shook to his core about this. But I would too, bro. I've been training for 10 years and this guy's like, oh, I don't know how to do anything. And then he knocks me out. I'm like, okay, so what the fuck have I been doing?
Yeah, my whole life, if this nobody who's nothing can sit there. Mind you, these people are like 16 years old.
Oh, yeah, because anime, they're 16. And then, and even though he goes, I think he gets his boxing card too. Yeah.
But what ends up happening is he has 3 months, right? They train for 3 months to counter.
What's very interesting is I like how they have kind of like realistic time frames. They're not like, oh, your fight is next week. You have a week to master this. Okay, your fight's in another week. You have a week to master this. It's like, no, it takes months of training.
Right. It takes months and months of training. And
there's a lot of training in the show.
There is a lot of training in the show, but I think it's realistic because in some instances they're like, oh, you have a month till this fight, so you better really train up. It's like, okay, a month is a long time.
And they're like, no, it's not. It's no time at all.
It's no time at all, but at least it's not like in Dragon Ball Z where it's, oh.
You had 48 minutes.
You have 3 days to make sure that you don't lose in this fight that will destroy the Earth.
Right. So I think that the one thing I like about this show, I'll say this, one thing I really enjoy about the show is that the main character, he's like a very likable person.
Yeah,
I think this is like the era of like anime where like, all the main characters are just, like, unnaturally nice. Just, like, early thousands, like, late 90s or something like that, this first season.
Also, whenever he wins a match, he just bows. He's like, oh, thank you.
I think they do that in Japan, though. I think they bow for...
Oh, so we're just the dicks that are just, like, whenever we win a match, we're just like, yeah, fuck you, man.
Yeah, I think that's, like, I think they do it to show respect or thanks. Us, we just, like, eh. Screw it.
And then also towards the end, it's in preparation for his first match. Right,
right. He has his first match with this guy named Oda.
Oda.
And Oda is this. First of all, once again, Ippo is 16. Oda's mid 20s, and they're both featherweight class. And for some people who are in the featherweight, these guys have some giant ripped muscles to be in this
freaking
featherweight class.
These people look like they're in their mid-20s.
And heavyweight.
Dude.
Ippo shows up ripped, jacked, and they're like, what? I'm like, dude, what? I thought he was a... And they're like, he's like, he looks huge. And he's like, yeah, I'm a featherweight. Are you?
I was like, these people are 125 pounds.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie. That episode where... Whatever that... The evil guy's name is. When they were going for that card. I don't know who this person is yet. I think it's Mashiba is his name.
Maybe. Mashiba?
Yeah, Royal Mashiba. Anyway, they took some sort of test for the boxing card, to get their boxing card, which
right.
I think is pretty standard in Japan, I assume. I have no idea. But during the fight, all you had to do was just say, you put on your headgear, you go in front of the judges and say, hey, just show that you know how to box. Just like punch around a couple times, dodge a couple times, and then leave. You're not really supposed to win or lose. Like, who cares, right? It's just to show that you can box in general, or that you're learning something at your gym, right? So, oh, I know different kinds of punches, I know how to defend, this or that. This man obliterates one of this other kid for no reason. With a whole bunch of flicker jabs. First of all, that's something that the series has done a lot. They see a whole bunch of different types of punches that I did not even know existed.
No, didn't know. They have like
the hitman style flicker jab. That's like this bad guy style. The hitman flicker jabs. And they reference so many American boxers that I'm like, dang, we're going to look this up. Who is this guy?
And so what ends up happening is they do a rematch to, what is his name? Miata? That's his name, right? Ichiro.
I don't know who you're trying to talk about right now.
Ichiro Miyata.
What about him?
They do their rematch.
Oh, in the gym. You just said that. We're talking about I was talking about something else. How was I supposed to know that's what you were talking about?
So they do it. So they finally do their rematch, and it goes a lot better this time. But then they have a promise to meet again, right? Miyata leaves his
gym. Oh, yeah, Miyata leaves the gym, so that way, because he can't be Ippo's rival if they belong to the same gym.
Because what ends up happening is that he loses, and then they don't see him.
Yeah.
And what's the guy's, what is it? Makinouchi,
yeah.
Loses his inspiration and loses his determination to get better, because you haven't seen Miyata.
His Miyata was like his goal. He lost to Miyata the first time, and it's, oh... Now I'm going to fight Miyata, and like he wins the second time. So now he's lost that.
And he meets him outside.
Right. And then this man wanted to be Sasuke so bad, standing on top of the stairs, looking down at him like, we're gonna meet again. Like, bro, you are not, you're not in the edit, bro. Ain't no bitches about to come out when you say this. There's no, like, music that's about to play. Like, chill out, man.
Because he thinks that he left the gym. Because
he beat him. But because he's like,
he beat him and he's just a little bitch, right? And he couldn't handle it. He was like, no, the only way we can face each other in the pros
is if we don't belong to the same
gym. If we don't belong to the same gym.
Which makes sense.
That does make sense, but you couldn't say that? Be like, hey, yo.
Hey, I'm leaving because of this reason. To be fair, Ippo's the only one who would be left in the dark about this, because I assume that, I guess the other ones would know that.
Yeah. Why wouldn't anybody tell him?
I don't know.
You know, hey.
These people are, his boxing friends are dicks, so.
Dude, his boxing friends are some weirdos.
And you know what's crazy? It's like, it didn't seem like he was unpopular in school. Didn't some people, like, ask to hang out with him in, like, the first episode? And he was like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
They asked to hang out with him, but he couldn't hang out with them because of the fact that he worked with his mom's fishing business. And the only reason why he was able to get into boxing was because his mom told him, hey, listen, it seems like you've been really happy these past couple of days.
Do you like boxing?
Whatever it is that's making you happy, please just continue to do that. I'll handle the fishing business. And then she, did she already know it was boxing?
No, he had to tell her, and then it was like, then she was like, oh, go do that. Because he was like, I'm worried that you don't have enough help. She was like, nah, I got this. And so he's like, all right, cool. And then he goes.
Which is crazy because his mom works at night loading fishing boats.
Yeah, I'm not going to act like. That
doesn't seem like the safest job for, you know,
the culture's built different, I guess. They built different. That's why they're drawn like white people. Because they're just built different. They're white people who live in Japan. They're built different, bro. That's the part that you don't understand about things.
The culture of Japan is just different.
To be fair, even, what's his name, Takamura? Takamura is like really Takamura.
Tan. Takamura is a menace, dude.
He is. He's the middleweight. And he's like, they always call him the big guy. Which I'm like, dang, bro. He's a middleweight? He seems to me like he would be a heavyweight, right? Because, like, how big he's drawn and stuff.
He's only 5'9", right?
Yeah. They call him Big Guy, and he's, like, huge and towers over everyone else. But he's, like, 5'9", 5'10". And I'm like, bro, what?
How tall are these 16-year-olds?
Yeah, because I'm like, this doesn't make, how tall? Because Ippo is, so in episode 10, where we stopped, he's about to go fight this guy named Oda, who's, like, a mid-20s person.
Right.
And this is a grown-ass man. Everybody else is grown as hell. Ippo's a little shorter than him, but not really, right? So I'm just like, bro, how big are these regular people? Because Ippo, I guess, is 5'5". Okay, yeah, but that doesn't make, like, they make Takamura seem like he's, like, 6'4", compared to his 5'5".
Yeah, he looks like he's 4. I mean, he's a psychotic person when it comes to training.
Yeah, to training. And I think the starvation diet is, like, a real thing that people do. So to get ready for one of his fights, he does this thing called, like, a starvation diet, which he, like, only eats a tomato for the day.
Oh, and one of their friends owns a ramen shop?
I think he works at the ramen shop to make money.
Works at Takamura's. Yeah, he's such a shitty boxer.
That he has to earn money by working a regular job.
I was like, dude, that's...
And then maybe you were better at boxing, the thing you want to do in your entire life. You wouldn't have to work this job, bitch. Terrible.
What's his name? Ippo.
Ippo, yeah.
Ippo's like, damn, these people are weird and crazy.
Yeah, so they have the other two guys' names, one of them is Masuri Aoki. Aoki is one of them. And then the other one, Aoki is the one who's working at the ramen place, though.
Aoki's the one that works at the ramen place?
Yeah, Aoki does. And there's also this reporter guy named Fuji. Now, I remember Fuji because I've been thinking to myself, like, not hearing the word mountain in front of that is really weird. But he's Fuji, and he's like a sports writer. Now, here's the thing. Fuji's drawn like he's 45, but he's only 23. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he's in his mid-30s.
Bro, this man, and I was like, why does he look so old? Like, I get it, like, anime, but like, seriously, this guy looks super, super old. He doesn't look like he's 23. And then I was like, oh, he's a reporter. No, I get it. This guy's chain smoking. This guy's problems and shit. Like, oh, he's a reporter. Okay, yeah, of course.
And then in the 1 through 10. This is we're in the same episode arc where the guy who's like lazy,
Or yeah, is that... so it's about the fight. So Oda, his upcoming rival, so at the end, he stepped in the ring, but we actually didn't get to see the fight yet. This guy named Oda is basically, he's a good boxer, but he's just super lazy because he wins all of his fights really lazily. So he doesn't go to training, nothing. And this guy, his trainer, is like, hey, you know what? If you don't start boxing seriously or take box seriously, I'm not going to let you have sex with my daughter anymore.
Wait, what?
And so
hasn't he lost his last three matches?
Yeah, he lost his last three matches because he wasn't training. He was just being lazy.
Because when he would go out and do his road work, the coach's daughter would be like at a cafe.
Yeah, and you just go meet her with her. And
he would just stop his road work and meet her in the cafe. And the crazy part is the coach would know that.
Yeah.
And would be out searching around for him. How big is this town that he knows, like...
First of all, it seemed in the, I think they said in the episode, he's like, I always meet you at the same cafe. Bro, coach, why are you looking? You know where they are. You saw he's over there. And he's about to put the schmooze on your daughter again. Because apparently they're in a relationship.
Right. And then so she comes to him and she says, hey, listen, if you don't win your next fight,
yeah,
I'm breaking up with you.
And he's, oh my, look. I'm a man, and Nicholas also has the Y chromosome. Let me tell you something. That's a good motivator. He literally changes almost instantaneously. She's like, if you don't take this boxing seriously, it's over between us. He was like, okay, I'm going to go start training right now. Goes on this huge training arc through the rain and everything. I'm like, bro, all it took was for her to say,
no more coochie?
Right. It shook this man to his core, to the point to where his trainer was like, dang, bro, what kind of you?
Right.
Why are you training so hard?
So he gets into the ring, right?
Yeah.
And loses. It's a great match.
What it does?
Yeah.
I think that's, all right, just full disclaimer. Nicholas, you've exposed it. That's not an episode 10. That's like episode 11 and 12.
Oh.
We might have watched a little bit sooner. Beyond.
Anyway.
And episode 10 is the end of episode 10 is where they would enter.
They just stepped in.
We tried to fake it as if we didn't watch those episodes, but we did.
Yeah.
I want to say something that's really... I will say this. I think there's something also a lot of modern anime is lacking. It's like really good parts to end the episode on. It's like addictive.
Yes. So...
The pacing is really great.
The pacing is great because episode 10 ends on the fact that he just goes into... It starts... So it's like, man...
Now I gotta click the next one. I gotta
one.
Find out if the guy, you know, gets his girl back.
Does the man get the coochie or not? But what do you think about the first 10 episodes so far?
I think it's really
As a writer, what do you think about these episodes?
I personally... don't think I could have written this, or I don't think it's a style of writing that I am really into, but I really enjoy it. And so I personally, I really like the series. I like a whole bunch of things about it. Its pacing is really great. I enjoy a lot of its characters. Something I will say is that it does a really great job of getting you to like a character in 5 to 10 minutes. Something that this series does really well. You can meet they can say, hey, look, this is my friend, Bojo. You'd be like, okay, there's some new character, Bojo. And then 5 minutes later, you'd be like, I'd kill someone for Bojo. Bojo's awesome.
one of the craziest things about this anime is the character development is so good, but hey, so fast at the same time.
It's like hard to imagine that I care so much about all these side characters.
And it's not just you walk in the gym and it's just... dialogue here, dialogue there. These side characters are developed as well.
Yeah, every single one of the characters is so developed. You understand all of their motivations, and you're like, you understand all their motivations, their hopes, their dreams, all 27 of the people, and it's only 10 minutes in. And you're like, dude, what is going on here? And that's what I just really had to give it up to its pacing. Its pacing is at that perfect mode to where it's fast enough to where nothing is wasted. But it's slow enough for you to enjoy it.
Yes. It's
for it to be believable, rather.
There's a lot of it that is believable. I think that's its biggest thing.
Yeah, because they're training for months upon months for this one fight.
For this one fight. I think people really, what's the word? They really identify with Ippo. right? Because what the saying goes, it's like, it's okay if you don't know how to fight, but if you choose not, if you don't want to learn how to, or no, what is it? It's okay if you're weak, but if you stay weak, then that's the issue.
Oh, I thought I was use the Force.
Something like that. What are you doing, Star Wars? What the fuck?
He said something like that.
We're not talking about Star Wars. This is anime.
Adam, why did you agree with me? You're like, yeah, something like that.
Trying to think, I was like, there's some type of quote that's like,
I don't know the quote. I know you're talking about that one where it's like, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in war.
No, that's, but I get what you're.
Is that what you're trying to say, or no?
That's not
it's
a what
different
I'm
one.
It's a different one. It's, but that's basically the sentiment. It's like, hey, listen, there's no problem if you are weak, but it's your problem if you stay weak.
Thanos. Somebody. No, somebody said
man,
it.
It's not Thanos. Someone, I don't know who it is. So I'm no better off than you.
I don't know, but I feel like I have heard that from somewhere before. I don't know where.
It's probably another anime.
Probably.
But we're not.
What would you say about this? Do you like it?
I like it. It's got a bit of a slow burn to it.
Yeah. The fight, I do like the way, like the inner dialogue. Some of it's not, because usually, especially with anime, you have like, these long inner dialogues.
It's hilarious. We were watching, what was that other, the soccer anime? That we were watching?
Blue Lock.
Blue Lock and the
inner dialogues in Blue Lock were like the whole episode. And
the whole episode was like, I can't believe I locked boxing. I can't believe I'm smart enough.
Right.
I can't believe I'm smart enough to understand that if I kick this soccer ball at this blade of grass, it'll kick off in a 45 degree angle. And you're just like, what? What are you talking about?
And he's like, well, my power is that I see where the other soccer players are. Yes. Yeah. So
Spatial awareness. Yes.
Spatial awareness? That's your ability? That was so stupid. But I will say this is like the type of anime we expect to be a lot of inner dialogues because they're in there boxing, right? There is inner dialogues, but it's not as long or as big as I originally expected them to. And I think it's because he has those other side characters who are basically saying, like, oh, hey, watch out, or actually, this is what's going on with that person. You know what I'm saying?
So also, what I think that this anime does is portray real friendship dynamics. Instead of it being like, don't get me wrong, the fantasy anime friendship dynamics are cool. But I think that in this anime, the friendship dynamics are a little bit more realistic.
Yeah, just because like when you're really friends with someone, sometimes they're just jerks just because they are for like, no reason.
Because you can just do that.
Compared to like a lot of other animes that like, we're friends, so look, here, let me share this bread with you. No, your best friend's going to be like, hey man, do you want some bread? Yeah, sure, man. All right, cool. I'm going to eat all this for myself. I don't know where you're getting your bread from, but hey.
You know, I wouldn't piss on you if you were on fire.
And they'll be like, dang, that guy's mean. And you're like, no, that's my friend. He's a dickhead.
Anyway, we're going to, in the next episode, we're going to do, what is it, 11 through 21?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
11 through 21 is the next one.
All right, cool. So,
what would you rate it so far?
I'd probably give it a 7.5.
7.5?
What would you give it?
I'll give it a solid 8. I think it's a solid 8.
Solid 8?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm Nicholas Killian.
I'm DJ.
And we'll see y'all next week.
See ya.
This has been Southern Senpais on Comic-Con Radio. Check out our previous episodes at comicconradio.com. You can follow the show at Southern Senpais on all major social media platforms. Tune in next Wednesday for a fresh episode. Y'all come back now. You hear?